You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to day 209. We're continuing in the book of 1 Chronicles. We will be looking at Simeon's children and Reuben's descendants, as well as Gad's descendants. And then we'll talk about some of the soldiers that were skilled in war, and we'll go through some of the names that come from the family leaders from the half-tribe of Manasseh. And you get to hear a little bit about King Pul of Assyria, otherwise known as Tiglath-Pileser, and he's the king of Assyria. And God actually wanted him to go to war. So we see God working through people who don't even know him or even worship him. God can still use them to carry out his will. And in this case, it is to punish the Israelites. And again, this is a punishment, especially for the family leaders from the half-tribe of Manasseh who stopped worshiping God. But worse than that, they worship the false gods of the people that the Israelites kicked out in the first place. We're also continuing in the book of Romans. Paul gives an interesting analogy to a tree where the roots of the tree are powered by God, and the Jews are the tree itself and all the branches, and that the non-Jewish people are like a different tree where the branch has been cut and is then attached to this new tree. So it gets grafted, it becomes part of that tree. So it carries all the benefits of the tree, even though it wasn't originally there. But it is, after all, just a branch, just like the original branches, and that they can do nothing without the roots, without the power that comes from God, without his mercy. Whether you were the branch there to begin with, or a branch that has been now grafted on later on, you still need God. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 to 43. Jabez was a very good man, who was more respected than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been very painful for her. Jabez prayed to the God of Israel and said, "I pray that you would bless me and give me more land. Be near me and don't let anyone hurt me. Then I will not have any pain." God gave Jabez what he asked for. Caleb was Shuha's brother and Mahir's father. Mahir was Eshton's father. Eshton was the father of Beth Rapha, Paseah, and Tahina. Tahina was the father of Ir Nahash. These men were all from Rechah. The sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Saraiah. Othniel's sons were Hathath and Meonathai. Meonathai was Ophrah's father. Saraiah was the father of Joab, the ancestor of those who live in the Valley of the Skilled Workers. The place was called this because the people there were all skilled workers. Caleb was Jephunneh's son. Caleb's sons were Eru, Elah, and Nam. Elah's son was Kenaz. Jehalel's sons were Ziph, Zephah, Tiriah, and Azarel. Ezra's sons were Jether, Merid, Epher, and Jalan. Merid married Bithiah, a daughter of the king of Egypt. They had a daughter named Miriam and two sons named Shammai and Ishba. Ishba first settled the town of Eshtemoa. Merid also had a wife from the tribe of Judah. She had three sons, Jared, father of Gedor, Heber, father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, father of Zenoa. Hadiah's wife was Naham's sister. Her sons were founders of the towns named after them, Keilah, a town of the Garmite family, and Eshtemoa, a town of the Maacathite family. Shimon's sons were Amnon, Rinnah, Benhanan, and Talon. Ishi's sons were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. Shelah was one of Judah's sons. Shelah's descendants were Ur, who first settled the town of Lekah, Ladah, who settled the town of Marashah, the tribes of linen workers, who lived in the town of Beth Eshbia. Jochim and the men who lived in the town of Kozeba, and Joash and Sareph, who married Moabite women and then returned to Bethlehem. The writings about this family are very old. They were skilled workers who made things from clay. They lived in Netaim and Gedera and worked for the king. Simeon's children. Simeon's sons were Nemuel, Jamin, Jareb, Zerah, and Shaul. Shaul's son was Shalom. Shalom's son was Mibsam. Mibsam's son was Mishma. Mishma's son was Hamuel. Hamuel's son was Zakur. Zakur's son was Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but Shimei's brothers did not have many children, so his brothers did not have large families. Their families were not as large as the other tribes in Judah. Shimei's descendants lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bilha, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Beri, and Sharaim. They lived in these towns until David became king. The 5 villages near these towns were Edom, Ain, Rimon, Token, and Ashan. There were also other villages as far away as Baaleth. That is where they lived, and they also wrote the history about their family. This is the list of men who were leaders of their tribes: Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, Amaziah's son, Joel, Jehu son of Joshabiah, Joshabiah son of Sariah, Sariah son of Aziel, Elionai, Jacobah, Jeshohiah, Asiah, Adiel, Jessamiel, Benaiah, and Ziza. That's Shifi's son. Shifi was Elon's son, and Elon was Jedeah's son. Jedeah was Shimri's son, and Shimri was Shemaiah's son. These men's families grew to be very large. They went to the area outside the town of Gedor, to the east side of the valley. They went to that place to look for fields for their sheep and cattle. They found plenty of good land there, with rich soil and green pastures. The land was peaceful and quiet. Ham's descendants had lived there in the past. This happened during the time that Hezekiah was king of Judah. These men came to Gedor and fought against the Hamites. They destroyed the tents of the Hamites. They also fought against the Meunites who lived there and completely destroyed them. There are no Meunites in this place, even today. So these men began to live there because the land had grass for their sheep. 500 people from the tribe of Simeon went to the hill country of Seir. Ishi's sons led these men. The sons were Pelatiah, Neriah, Raphaiah, and Uziel. The Simeonite men fought against the people living in that place. There were only a few Amalekites still living, and these Simeonites killed them. Since that time until now, the Simeonites have lived in Seir.
1 Chronicles chapter 5. Reuben's descendants. Reuben was Israel's first son. Reuben should have received the special privileges of the oldest son, but he had sex with his father's wife. So his privileges were given to Joseph's sons. And in the family history, Reuben's name is not listed as the firstborn son. It was Judah whose tribe became the most powerful, and the most important leader of all the tribes came from his family. But Joseph's family got the privileges that belong to the firstborn son. Reuben's sons were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. These are the names of Joel's descendants. Shemaiah was Joel's son. Gog was Shemaiah's son. Shemai was Gog's son. Micah was Shemai's son. Rea was Micah's son. Baal was Rea's son. Bera was Baal's son. King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria forced Bera to leave his home. So Bera became the king's prisoner. Bera was a leader of the tribe of Reuben. Joel's brothers and all the tribes are listed just as they are recorded in the family's histories. Jael was the first son, then Zechariah and Bela. Bela was Azaz's son. Azaz was Shema's son. Shema was Joel's son. They lived in the area of Aror all the way to Nebo and Baal Meon. Bela's people lived to the east as far as the edge of the desert, near the Euphrates River. They lived there because they had many cattle in the land of Gilead. When Saul was king, Bela's people fought a war against the Hagrites and defeated them. Bela's people lived in the tents that had belonged to the Hagrites. They lived in those tents and traveled throughout the area east of Gilead. Gad's descendants. The people of Gad lived across the river from Reuben, in the area of Bashan. They spread all the way to the town of Salakah. Joel was the first leader in Bashan. Shapham was the second leader. Then Janai became the leader. The seven brothers and their families were Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachin, Ziah, and Eber. They were the descendants of Abihail. Abihail was Huri's son. Huri was Jeroah's son. Jeroah was Gilead's son. Gilead was Michael's son. Michael was Jeshishai's son. Jeshishai was Jado's son. Jado was Buzz's son. Ahi was Abdiel's son. Abdiel was Guni's son. Ahi was the leader of their family. The people in the tribe of Gad lived in the area of Gilead. They lived in the area of Bashan, and the small towns around Bashan, and in all the pastures in the area of Sharon, all the way to the borders. During the time of Jotham and Jeroboam, all these names are recorded in the family history of Gad. Jotham was the king of Judah, and Jeroboam was the king of Israel. Some soldiers skilled in war. From the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, were 44,760 brave men trained for battle. They were skilled with shields and swords, and with bows and arrows. They started a war against the Hagrites and the people of Jetur, Naphish, and Nodab. The men from the tribes of Manasseh, Reuben, and Gad prayed to God during the war. They asked God to help them because they trusted him. So God helped them. He allowed them to defeat the Hagrites and those who were with the Hagrites. They took the animals that belonged to the Hagrites. They took 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, and 2,000 donkeys. They also took 100,000 people. Many Hagrites were killed because God helped the people of Reuben win the war. Then the tribes of Manasseh, Reuben, and Gad settled in the land of the Hagrites. They lived there until the time when the Israelites were taken into captivity. The half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the area of Bashan, all the way to Baal Hermon, Senir, and Mount Hermon. They became a very large group of people. These were the family leaders from the half-tribe of Manasseh: Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azrael, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel. They were all strong, brave, and famous men. They were leaders in their families. But they sinned against the God their ancestors had worshipped. They began worshipping the false gods of the people God had destroyed, the people who had lived in the land before them. The God of Israel made King Pul of Syria want to go to war. He was also called Tiglath-Pileser. He fought against the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. He took them all away as captives. Pul took them to Halah, Habor, Hara, and near the Gozan River. Those tribes from Israel have lived in those places since that time until today.
Romans chapter 11, verses 11 to 32. So I ask, when God's people failed to listen to him, did their failure destroy them? Certainly not. But their mistake brought salvation to those who are not Jews. The purpose of this was to make the Jews jealous. Their mistake and their loss brought rich blessings to the world, to the non-Jewish people. So imagine how greater the blessings will be for the world when enough Jews become the kind of people God wants. Now, I am saying this for you people who are not Jews. Since I am the one God appointed as an apostle to the non-Jewish people, I will do my best to honor his trust. I hope I can make my own people jealous. That way, maybe I can help some of them to be saved. God turned away from them. When that happened, he became friends with the other people in the world. So when he accepts the Jews, it will be like bringing people to life after death. If the first piece of bread is offered to God, then the whole loaf is made holy. If the roots of a tree are holy, the tree's branches are holy too. It is as if some of the branches from an olive tree have been broken off, and the branch of a wild olive tree has been joined to that first tree. If you are not a Jew, you are the same as that wild branch, and you now share the strength and life of the first tree. But don't act as if you are better than those branches that were broken off. You have no reason to be proud of yourself, because you don't give life to the root. The root gives life to you. You might say,
branches are broken off so that I could be joined to their tree.
That is true, but those branches were broken off because they did not believe. And you continue to be part of the tree only because you believe. And don't be proud, and don't be afraid. If God did not let the natural branches of that tree stay, it will not let you stay if you stop believing. So you see that God is kind, but can also be very strict. He punishes those who stop following him. But he is kind to you as long as you continue trusting in his kindness. If you stop depending on him, you will be cut off from the tree. And if the Jews will believe in God again, he will accept them back. He is able to put them back where they are. It is not natural for a wild branch to become part of a good tree, but you, as a non-Jew, are like a branch cut from a wild olive tree, and you were joined to a good olive tree. But those Jews are like branches that grew from the good tree, so surely they can be joined to their own tree again. I want you to understand this secret truth, brothers and sisters. This truth will help you see you don't know everything. The truth is this. Part of Israel has been made stubborn. But that will change when enough non-Jewish people have come to God, and that is how all Israel will be saved, as the scriptures say.
The Savior will come from Zion. He will take away all evil from the descendants of Jacob. And I will make this agreement with those people when I take away their sins.
For now, the Jews who refuse to accept the good news are God's enemies. This has happened to help you who are not Jews, but they are still God's chosen people, and he loves them because of the promises he made to their ancestors. God never changes his mind about the people he calls. He never decides to take back the blessings he has given them. At one time, you too refused to obey God, but now you have received mercy because the Jews refused to obey. And now they are the ones who refuse to obey because God showed mercy to you. But this happened so that they can also receive mercy from him. God has locked everyone up together in the prison of disobedience, but he has done this so that he can show mercy to all.
Psalm chapter 89, verses 19 to 29.
Lord, you once spoke in a vision to your faithful people.
I have made a young soldier strong. From among my people, I chose him for an important position. I have found my servant David and anointed him as king with my special oil. I will support him with my right hand, and my arm will make him strong. So no enemy will ever control him. The wicked will never defeat him. I will destroy his enemies before his eyes. I will defeat those who hate him. I will always love and support him. I will always make him strong. I will put him in charge of the sea. He will control the rivers. He will say to me,
"You are my Father. You are my God, my rock, my Savior."
And I will make him my firstborn son. He will be the highest of all the rulers on earth. I will always show my faithful love to him. My agreement with him will never end. I will make his family continue forever. His kingdom will continue as long as the skies.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 209. Join us for day 210. We're continuing in 1 Chronicles. And in chapter 6, you'll hear about Levi's descendants and then the temple musicians that David chose to be in charge of the music. And you'll see that the music ministry was truly a family affair. And then you'll hear about the Levite families and how they all got homes. Because remember, the Levites are the priesthood. And so in a lot of cases, land was actually given to them. And in the book of Romans, Paul explains how we must give our lives to the Lord, to live only for God and to please him. And he'll talk about the special gift that God gave him and the special gifts he gives each one of us. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.